EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody at above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs that are?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
County dispatch. Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
Let's not take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to the first episode of 2024. I hope this first week of the year has started out well for you. I'm Nick Hunter and this is the UFO Chronicles podcast. We start off tonight with Sam in Cheshire in the United Kingdom, and Sam will be sharing with us the strange little cryptid-like creatures he would witness outside his bedroom window as a child, and is something that still haunts him to this day. Then moving on to Bird in Texas to hear about his strange encounters with the paranormal and the unknown. Sam is up next. But first, if you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to patreon.com/UFO Chronicles podcast. You can also find a link in the description of this episode. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome, and you're calling from the UK.
Yeah, I am. I'm calling from Cheshire.
Up in the northwest. Now, Sam, you used to have a strange experience when you were a child. Can you start at the beginning, please, sir?
Basically, I had a cryptid encounter when I was younger. So I was born on a council estate. You know, the usual, didn't have much, just had my family, my friends. And this council estate was one of the roughest estates in my town at the time. Because the time I grew up, this town wasn't the nicest. Living up on this estate, you know, you'd have to, it's either you watch what you do or you either end up getting beat up or even worse, killed. So when I was younger, my mum never let me out of the house. If she did, she only let us basically on the front on a patch of grass playing football. So either I was out, but mainly I was staying in because I didn't really know many people around there, and I've not really been a people person, and I always spent time on my own playing with my toys when I was younger, or even watching TV or anything like that, you know, anything kids would do in the '90s. And sometimes I would watch certain programs. When I was about 4 or 5, I started getting into this sort of stuff and I started watching it more. My mum didn't like me watching it, you know, because she thought it was all baloney. She didn't believe in aliens or anything like that. My mum's always been a very religious person. And so one night I remember going to bed. And I said to my mum, "Mum, I can't sleep." She went, "Why?" I said, "Well, I keep hearing banging on the roof. Since I was nothing, like, it's ridiculous. So I went back to the bed, hid under my covers, like a kid basically would do. The light was off. Curtains were just a little bit open, not proper closed, but so, you know, where you have like a little point at the top where it's just, you know, just like moved a little bit when you've closed it, but it doesn't close fully. I kept looking up at the window, and at first I didn't think of anything weird. I just thought it might have been a bird or a bat. But then I closed my eyes, and then the next minute I hear a tapping. And it's on the window, and I'm thinking, well, you know, it could be anything. It could be a bird, or again, a bat. It could be just something like on the roof. I've opened my eyes, and that's where I've seen it. The best way to describe it is if you've watched the film Dark Crystal, like I said, the pet on there that the female have, the little hairy pet, that's how it looked, like that. Yeah, it sounds daft. But it didn't have the beady eyes. It had, like, angry eyes, dark, bloody eyes. Couldn't see no mouth. It had no ears. So it couldn't have been a cat, or it couldn't have been a bat or anything like that. And at first, I didn't believe it was real. I thought I was imagining it. Next thing, closed my eyes. But then something's telling me to open my eyes again, which it did. So a couple of seconds after I've opened my eyes again, it's gone. Yeah, you know, it can't be real. So I've gone back to my mum and I said, Mum, I can't sleep. I keep seeing something. She went, well, do you want me to come stay? And I'll wait till you fell asleep and stay with you and show you that there's nothing going to be on the roof, basically. And that you're imagining it. So I said, okay. My mum comes into my room with me, sits down, wakes up, falls asleep. She falls asleep herself. I think it was about maybe half two in the morning. Maybe, I can't really say, but the light was on and I opened my eyes and next minute I saw this creature again. But then I see another one next to it, not the same. But this one's more smaller, more hairier and more creepy looking. Like it was a voodoo doll, possessed voodoo doll come to life. But obviously, the other creature was also there watching me. And the little creature kept popping up and down, but the bigger creature kept staying there, just staring at me. And every time I moved my head or I looked away, if I moved down towards the bed, it followed me. I couldn't move. I froze, and ever since I had nightmares about this creature. Since I saw it, it gave me nightmares. It's what makes me think it was real. And when I moved off this estate, because the estate got demolished to get rebuilt, we moved. After we moved, a couple of years, maybe when I was about 7 or 8, so it was good 2-3 years after, we moved to another house on a square. I never seen them again until 2 years after. I was in the front room of the house. I started having nightmares again. And at first I'm thinking, well, no, why are they coming back all of a sudden? They could just be nothing. You know, because everyone has nightmares. All kids have nightmares all the time when they're younger. And so I thought nothing of it. But then one night, I was in bed, and I think my mum came to the room to say goodnight, closed my curtains, she gave me a kiss, said, night, son, love you. As soon as she left, she turned the light off, and that's when I saw a shadow outside. Again, I froze, just, you know, just wondering what it is, well, trying not to think the worst of it. So I've gone to the curtain, but I've gone to the edge of the curtain at the bottom, and I've looked. Just peep, and there's the thing looking around, and I'm thinking, please don't see me. And it literally seconds, it looked straight at me. So I threw the curtain back, got straight back under the covers, and stay there. It happened 2 years until the age of 10, maybe. And then after that, not seeing them, not having nightmares anymore. They just left. And every night I go to bed, I look into the window thinking, will I ever see them again? Will it be real? You know, because I'm a big believer in myself in the paranormal and the UFO and all these mysterious creatures that, you know, that are out there that have been seen, but no one knows what they are. I always wonder every night, I mean, literally every night, I will keep my, just a little peek of my window, my curtain open, sorry. And every night before I go to bed, literally just look and wait till I fall asleep watching it. And I've been doing that since the age of 10. So, and I'm 33. So I've been doing it for 23 years now. But like I said, I haven't seen them since again. But I always wonder if I was imagining it or if they were real, but they just don't, you know, they just don't come back to the victim they've already done. That's about it, really.
Good stuff, Sam. Interesting. This is something you still do nightly. You still check outside the curtains.
Every night. But I've never, the thing is, I've never told one person about this. My mum knows, but she knows I used to see these things. But I've not talked to her about it in so many years. And no one else, not even my best friend knows. Not even my own father knows. You know, no one knows, not even sister, because I will not discuss it with anyone. Because everyone think I'm just crazy. People think I'm just losing it. And I still think they're out there. But I just don't know why I can't see them anymore. It's just weird, really.
Okay, to those that have never heard of The Dark Crystal, The Dark Crystal was a movie from the 80s, and Sam was describing it looked like one of the little characters from that. I'll put a little image on the website so you can get a kind of idea of what Sam was referring to. Yeah, it's very strange. We do get a lot of strange creatures on this show, Sam. A lot of these creatures kids would see, and there's no explanation for a lot of these. People see some strange stuff. What do you think they were?
I personally can't really say. If I would say they're like cryptic woodland creatures, something that you'd only find in forests or jungles and stuff like that, you know, something that'd be hidden away. But I personally can't tell you what they are. I mean, I'm a big believer in all sorts. I believe in the Jersey Devil. I believe in, you know, as a Loch Ness Monster. You know, that sounds stupid, but I do. I believe in all these sorts of things, and I believe that we're not the only being in the universe, basically. I think, you know, there's millions and millions of different creatures and species out there that we still haven't discovered. We've only basically discovered 2% of creatures, and there's probably about more than nearly about 100, maybe 200% of creatures that we haven't discussed, you know, or we haven't found. And people are finding weird stuff every day, things that have come out of the seas and beaches, or things that they hear in the forest and they're getting chased by them, or things that have climbed on the roofs. We just don't know, but they won't come out because I think basically these creatures are just not trying to scare us. They're just scared of us because we see them different because we're humans, you know. They're different from us, and they're scared that we might treat them like that. That's why we don't see this sort of stuff, but only certain people do. And it's been so many years, and you know, these things have been seen since all these centuries. These things have been here for so long, but there've only been little points where we've seen them, in up till where they've started to come out more and started to, you know, explore, because there's more humans now, there's more buildings, you know, there's more to see out here, and they want to see more, but they, like I said, they aren't, because they get mistreated, because they're different.
A lot of these creatures, you know, whether they're little trolls or elves and things like that, which are based in a lot, you know, our folklore, and folklore and legends from all over the world. It all has to come from somewhere. You know, this isn't, these things weren't just created in the imagination, because we still get reports now. I had a guy email me, it was a couple of years ago, and he never actually even came on the show, but he just wanted to email me and tell me. Now, this guy was a professional and he enjoyed hiking. So he'd go off on the trails in America. And he told me he was walking through one part of the Appalachian Mountains. And he said he saw an elf. And in the email, he goes, you'll think I'm crazy for saying this, but that is what I saw. I saw a little elf. And he said he didn't just see one. He saw, I think, four or five on this trail. Didn't actually come on the show in the end, which is a shame, because I'm sure he's listening. So if you are listening, do get in contact again. But people see these creatures. You know, I've had past guests which have, when they were a child, they would see things in their room. They would see things outside the window, on the roof. I've had a guest with a creature from on top of the roof before. So what are they? Did you think these creatures were going to harm you in any way?
No, I don't think they want to harm me. I mean, obviously I had nightmares of them harming me, but you know, that could have just been my imagination escaping. You know, but like I said, kids' imaginations, they go all over the place when they're young. They can imagine anything. And my imagination could have just took off and think, oh, yeah, to me, I could have thought they were going to try and kill me or eat me or something like that. But personally, I don't think they were. These creatures are trying to shout out. They're trying to, they want to say hi. They want to, you know, interact with humans. They want to see what we're like. Like, they're making us believe UFOs don't exist. They do. They're making us believe that these creatures that are out there are harmless. You know, they're going to kill us. I mean, yeah, one or two of them might be hostile because, you know, they've got nowhere to go. They're going to be hostile if they're on their own and they've got nowhere to go and they can't trust anyone. And they're different from everyone else, and they're going to get judged as different. I mean, it's like, you know, if you put Bigfoot in the middle of New York City, people are going to start backing away. People are going to start getting worried because he's different, because he, you know, he's a Sasquatch. But at the end of the day, he's just a creature who's trying to live his life like the rest of us.
Well, to be honest, I mean, New Yorkers probably wouldn't batter an eyelid if they saw Bigfoot on the subway.
Well, to be fair, apparently you do see a lot of crazy things in New York. So I will give them a do. Yeah, they probably actually think it's a costume or something, or, you know, a Halloween costume or a party or something, or even for a TV commercial. You just don't know, do you?
That is true. Good stuff. All right. Have you tried searching the internet to see if anyone had seen something very similar to what you have, Sam?
Oh, yeah, I've been searching the internet for 20 years now. I've been doing it for a long time. Like I said, you know, obviously at the age of 10, after not seeing them, the nightmare's gone. I got a bit, you know, a couple of years later, I got a bit curious and I just wanted to start maybe seeing if someone else has heard of them or seen them or even heard of someone going on about it. And for 20 years, nothing. And obviously, after a couple of years, you know, growing up and having the kids and getting on with my life, it started to go in the back of my mind a bit. But then it started to really click, because I think to myself, I sit here watching visuals and, you know, TikToks, YouTube, Facebook, anything like that. I will sit here and watch stuff, and I mean literally all night, watch anything on cryptids and anything on demonic stuff and spirits and the paranormal. And it's just amazing what you see. It gets me thinking, you know, if people have seen them, maybe they've seen it. I've not had much luck. So, you know, this is really one of the reasons why I've been wanting to maybe get in contact with yourself, because, you know, I'm hoping that someone can maybe listen to this one day and maybe they've seen something and they can, you know, let us know. You know, hopefully there's someone out there that has actually seen them. But you just don't know, do you, until you try.
You don't know, Sam. And people like yourself, if you haven't ever told no one, you know, so there is a lot of people out there, which, you know, I'm sure there's maybe some listening, which have seen something similar to these creatures, but they haven't told anyone for that very reason. And I see it time and time again on this show. It would just take an episode I release and then they say, I've seen this. I've seen this when I was a kid. So to our listeners, if this sounds familiar to you, that maybe you've seen something like this, maybe when you were a kid, doesn't have to be in the UK. It could be, you know, anywhere in the world. Get in contact. Like I said, I'll leave an image on the website under this episode so you can get a kind of idea of what Sam is referring to. And we'll see, you know, you never know. If you've seen this, Sam, I'm sure someone else has.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so, you know, because for all I know, it might not even just be the UK. They could be anywhere. They could be Brazil, you know, the US. They could be in Australia. They could be in China. They could be in Africa. They could be anywhere. We just don't know this stuff, do we? I mean, like I said, all these types of creatures that have not been discovered yet, and some of them might have, you know, abilities to be around different countries and get around so quick. And obviously, there's going to be a slight chance, the fact that so many, you know, there's billions and billions of people in the Earth now, and the place has gotten so populated, there's always going to be a chance that someone's going to see it. And there's always going to be a chance that someone's going to want to say something, because they're going to think to themselves in their head, that's not right. What have I just seen? I'm sure that's not human or an animal. And hopefully they're going to maybe get in touch and let us know. But like I said, you know, I've put posts up on the forum. I've been on all sorts of different chat websites, UFO chat websites, cryptid sites and stuff like that. And I've spoke to so many different people about this. So, you know, so hopefully someone's going to see it. And like you said, you know, someone could maybe be listening to this and hopefully hear it and, you know, say something. But we just don't know. Or maybe they'll see my post. But hopefully I will get my answer. And like I said, I'm not going to stop looking. I'm never going to stop looking out for them, because in the back of my head, it's just going to keep bothering me until I get my answer.
I do know a few folklorists and writers that predominantly focused on creatures very similar to this. So hopefully some will get in contact. And you also got to remember is that there's a good possibility that these creatures don't reside on our Earth plane. They could well come from somewhere else, you know, maybe another dimension. So they can just pop in and out. So they might not really live in the wooded areas around our homes. They could just kind of be there periodically and maybe pop up somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you never know, do you? I mean, obviously, there could be creatures out there that are more advanced than us, that they could just pop in and out whenever they want. When with us, you know, we can't even get, as far as we can get to is Mars at the minute, you know, because we haven't got that ability, we haven't got the technology for it that they have. And before we know, they could have set up home around the UK, or they like dark places, abandoned places, caves and abandoned buildings and stuff like that, somewhere where they're not going to get seen or they're not going to get found. But that could be just a stop up base for them. They could just, you know, go home and then think, it could be like a vacation basically. So they will think to themselves, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm going to go to maybe Earth, go see Earth for a bit, see what's around there. You know, like I said before, we don't know how long they've been here for. They could be in there for thousands and thousands of years. They could have been coming here for millions of years, and we just don't know because there's not enough evidence.
It's more than likely that they've come here long before us, and they could just be very good at hiding from us. So, but like I said, for generations upon generations, these creatures of various different types have been spotted. So, yeah, I'll see if I can give you a couple of names, and if you want to reach out to them.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, I always want to get my story. Never had the chance.
Well, Sam, you've come to the right place. People just really want answers. People want answers to what they've seen. Even if the answer they get isn't really the answer they're expecting, people just really want answers, you know. I've always been fascinated by mystery, and it's always the search which has always attracted me. Always knowing that there's something else out there, strange, that's different. That is, it just means that there's still mystery left in this universe.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you just don't know, do you? Personally, I don't feel I feel like I don't belong. You know how you get that feeling where you don't belong in a place and you just feel like it's not, you don't fit well in a certain environment and with certain around people and that. I always feel like that every day. And I feel like there's somewhere out there there's going to be someone like me. And there's going to be people that have set me for who I am.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I was the same.
So obviously when I was younger, the only thing I cared about was I was a kid and I just wanted to have fun. But seeing these creatures when I was younger made me think there could be more out there. And I know I'm not the only one out there that thinks the same. And I know that now. All the visuals, all the people and all the stories I've heard. And, you know, like I said, I've listened to your podcast and I've heard some of the stories. And I'll tell you what, they are amazing. And I mean, absolutely amazing. And some of the stories were brilliant to listen to. And I mean, I could literally sit here for hours and listen to them. I could sit here and watch videos and, you know, look up and stuff on the internet. But, you know, it's just when you have the time, really.
And to be honest with you, I think these accounts are more valuable and more interesting than the stuff they get, you know, you get on the television.
Well, exactly. This is why I like listening to them, because they're actual stories from real people, the real stories. It's people that have actually encountered real creatures and have actually seen UFOs or seen spirits or something like that. You know it's going to be genuine, and you know that it's also helpful to know, because you never know when you're going to see something. You could be walking out and you could all of a sudden see something in the sky and you'd think to yourself, what's that? But if you get out and you listen to these stories, you get this information, you'll know what it is. And personally, I think the whole world have been denying UFOs and the paranormal too much.
Good stuff, Sam. That was nice and easy. You did great, mate.
Thank you.
Sam, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for our listeners.
Oh, it's all right. I enjoyed it. So I said, yeah, thank you for having me anyway, because I just wanted to get my story out there, to be honest.
Wonderful, Sam. That's great. You know, we do like to hear accounts on here which are a little bit different that we've never heard before. So fingers crossed and someone will get in contact, all right?
Yeah, that's great. All right, cheers.
Great, Sam. All right, you enjoy the rest of your day, and we will talk soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Bye for now. Based in southeast coastal Georgia, Coastal Preparedness Supply is dedicated to helping ordinary folk achieve advanced preparedness and maximum self-sufficiency under any circumstances at affordable prices. Their message is simple: plan ahead before disaster strikes. In these unprecedented times, it's vital to be prepared. Whether it's the looming threat of war or another pandemic, a power outage or even a job loss, you can always be ready to help not only yourself, but friends, family, neighbours, and even strangers as well. Full spectrum preparedness is essential as uncertainty mounts. Coastal Preparedness Supply is here for you. Whether you're new to prepping or well seasoned, casually interested or passionately devoted, visit coastalprepsupply.com/UFO now to take advantage of a site-wide holiday season discount and use the discount code UFO at checkout for free shipping on selected items, or hit the link below to access this offer. Again, that's coastalprepsupply.com/UFO. Coastal Preparedness Supply, your one-stop shop for all your survival and emergency preparedness needs. Hello, Bird. Welcome to the show.
Hello, brother. How you doing?
Oh. I'm doing good, thank you. All right, that's your signature, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Great to have you on with us today, and you're calling from Texas.
Yes, sir. I was just south of Houston, Texas.
Great stuff. Now, Bird, you have multiple encounters you're going to be sharing with us. Would you like to start at the beginning, please, sir?
Yes, sir. One of my first experiences, it was in Texarkana, Texas. And I can't remember the year, but I do remember it was when the 300 movie came out on DVD. It was when my sister was born. My little sister was in the hospital. And I was in the living room that night watching the 300 DVD. And I just looked outside. I had like a weird feeling. And out where we were at, out in Redwater, Texas, there's a lot of, it's called the Red River Military Base or Army Depot. Yeah, it was Army Depot. And they covered almost all the country land out around the neighborhoods over there. You know, it was kind of a rural area. And up in the sky, I see this blue light, and it's moving in angles. You know what I mean? Like it's moving from, it was moving in angles. It would move around like in a hexagon almost shape, and it disappeared. Didn't see anything for a little bit. Then it came back, do the same thing, and shot lightning to the ground. I was just like, wow, like what? You know, I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? So I was kind of not fully understanding, like maybe I'm just imagining it, you know? So then a red light shows up and makes similar motions, does the same thing. And the red light also shoots lightning to the ground. Well, then the red one disappeared. The blue one comes back again. Then the red one comes back again. And they start moving in angles around each other, almost like in a hexagon almost shape. And both of them shot lightning to the ground, and then they shot lightning to each other, then they disappeared. And I had a moment where I just felt like something was watching me. And, you know, we had like a glass door in the backyard. And I just felt like something was back there watching me. And I got goosebumps telling it right now. I remember I ran to the back room, and I wrote on paper, and was like, just in case something happened, you know, just explaining what I saw. And, that was the end of that. Well, then at the same house, one night I was sleeping. I was staying up while I was watching television. I think I was watching Family Guy. And I had baseball. It was my last baseball practice the next morning. And when I got tired, I turned the TV off, rolled over, put the blanket over my head, and I saw the TV screen turn blue. So I was just like, I'm just, you know, just going to leave it on. Well, then my radio turned on, and the knob started spinning, and it was like going through the radio station, and finally it stops there on the Hey There Delilah song. The TV turns to static, and the radio shuts off. And I did not sleep that whole night. Next morning, I went to baseball practice, got hit in the mouth with baseball because I was just so tired. That was that house. So then years go by, and it's been a while since I've had any paranormal experiences. So, you know, I think it was about the summer after high school, after I graduated, in Friendswood, Texas. I had several paranormal encounters in Friendswood. One of them, me and my buddy, we were over at my friend's garage. We had like a man cave set up. And my friend and his cousin, they left. So me and my other friend were in the other friend's garage. And we're sitting there, and we just hear this noise, right? And it sounds like a helicopter almost, but it's not a helicopter. You can tell it's not a helicopter, but that's like the closest sound I can relate it to. But it was moving in circles around the air. And like throughout the night, we would hear like strange noises. Like we heard like a sonic boom. We heard people screaming. We heard all kinds of stuff. And like it was to the point where we're calling people, asking them what the hell is going on out there. So everyone just thought we were crazy. So we're like, okay, we got to go outside and check and see what's going on. Like we heard cars peeling out. We heard people screaming. Like I said, a sonic boom. Another little weird noise coming from that noise. And so we go out there, and it's just dead quiet. There's nothing. After all that shit we just heard, there was nothing. There was no cars on the road. There was no people out. There was nothing. There's no wind blowing. Look up in the sky, and the moon was bright, bright orange, and it had clouds around it. It made it look like an eye, like the CBS eye. And I don't know, man. I just had a weird feeling. And I noticed there was something weird about this car that was down the road. I just didn't understand what was weird about it, but I just felt weird. We just got to go back inside. So we go back inside, close the garage door. We hear footsteps walk up to the garage door and sit there for 20 minutes. And then finally we hear the footsteps walk off. And then it sounded like there was like some kind of carving noise going on. to this day, I have no idea what it was. Another experience in Friendswood was at this place. We called it the Haunted Church, but it was really an old haunted radio station. It was like a Christian radio station. And so my first encounter with that place, I have several run-ins there. I was always hearing stories from the people that lived in that town for a long time. You know, I was kind of new to that area. And they were always telling me about the haunted church. So one day I'm working at the dealership, somebody steals one of the cars. And just so happened, the car got tracked to that haunted church. I didn't even know that was the haunted church when I went there. So we're there, I'm looking around. You know, I have a weird feeling. They got this big picture of Jesus on the front with his eyes spray painted out, his horns on him. There's all kinds of weird stuff all over the place, graffiti. Apparently, there's a bunch of occult activity. You know, I don't have any proof or, you know, news articles on that, but that's just local myth. So a few weeks later, me and my buddies decide to go there in the middle of the night. And we get there. And as soon as we walk in, my buddy Jay, like we're all white guys, and Jay's the only black guy in the group. He's like, nah, man, this is some white people shit or white people stuff. He said, I'm not going in there. So we're like, all right, whatever, man. So me, my two other buddies, we go in there, we looking around. I have my phone recording, see if we can find anything. Don't find anything. You know, somebody put remember the 5th of November, which is from, you know, V from Vendetta. So we didn't really see anything off the pudding. So I was like, you know, so I had an idea. I knew where the car was hidden before whenever we found it. And there was like a big compartment in that back. So I went back there. I told them that, like, they can't find me to kind of scare Jay, you know. And I'm just sitting there and I hear him talking to Jay. So I'm like, we got to find Bird. And he's just like, this is white people shit. This is white people shit. I'm just trying not to laugh. And this is springtime, so it's warm outside, especially in Texas. It's pretty humid, you know? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this ice cold chill came to where I was shivering. And probably like 4 feet next to me, I hear like it sounded like a big pile of trash was thrown at the wall going like 20 miles per hour. And before I could even think about it, I was already running. I was running around the building. I ran past Jay in the front. He's like, Bird, why are you running? I didn't say anything. I just kept running. And that was my last encounter at the church. There was another place in Friendswood. So one of my buddies, the same buddy that with the experience in the garage with, that's where most of my paranormal activity stuff comes from, is through him. I think he was haunted. but he was kind of homeless at one point. And it was like the summer after we graduated. His mom kicked him out. She was kind of a mean lady. One of our friends, her grandparents, had a vacant home by the high school. Two-story house, fully loaded with groceries. Electricity, you know, running water, television, all that. And they said he could live there. And hear me out. Both the grandparents are in a old person's home. They have dementia. You know, it's common with old people, but for it to be both of them, I don't know, man. That's just a little sketchy. So I was working a lot. I didn't get a chance to really go to that house a lot. And he was there for a little bit, for a couple months at least. And finally, I had some time off, and I decided to go. And I would always hear him talk about there's a ghost there. And they would always hear it and all that. So we're going around. I'm really trying to just scare the girls. So we had some lanterns, some little light, electric lanterns, walking around acting like we're looking for the ghost. Well, we opened the attic. And he goes in the attic all the time. He's telling me about it. We open the attic, and a little skull comes bouncing down, like a rat skull. And he is like, dude, I've been in this attic many times, and this has never happened. I'm just like, there's probably a logical explanation, you know? So we go up there, climb up the ladder, and on both sides of the ladder, I mean, both sides of the attic, I mean, this is like a really nice attic, like this carpet. It's not like your typical attic, you know? They did it up. Well, one side of it is a bunch of old computer stuff, and one side of it is a bunch of sewing material. And there's two doors, two closet doors, and a balcony. And they're always talking about how the balcony door is bolted shut, and they would always hear like something like walking on that balcony. And he put his hand on the door. Yeah, first he tried to shake it and open it, and then he put his hand on the door. And he said, you know, I wonder why this door won't ever open. And as soon as he said that, the door opened, as soon as he said it, I was just like, you know, there's probably a logical explanation. So we kept moving, went to the closet, the first closet, opened it. There's a few boxes, some stuffed animals, stuff like that. No big deal. Close it. Open the next one. There's a stuffed animal, a couple boxes. But the thing is, on the right side, as soon as you open the door, there was a cabinet. Instead of the doors opening out, it opened up from the top of it. I look at it. My friend's just like, dude, open it. So I put a hand on it, and I start to pull it up, and it's stuck. It is not coming up. So I put two hands on it, and I peel it up with all my strength. And finally, it pops open. You just hear, come out of it. I turned around. I looked at my friend. He looked at me. I saw the fear in his eyes. We ran downstairs. We closed the attic. We ran in the room and told them what happened. The girls thought we were joking. And my friend Jay was like, dude, we got to go. Because he saw the look in my eyes. So we left. We burned off. We went a couple blocks down the road, pulled over. We started praying. And as soon as we got done praying, we got a phone call. He said, from my friend, he's like, dude, why did y'all leave me here? He's like, as soon as y'all left, a woman started yelling and at it to get the hell out of here. But I was like, man, I'm sorry to say, but I'm not going to be able to cover no more. He eventually moved out of there, but I think that was the last like experience that happened there. But that was very spooky indeed. And with that same friend, we're walking down the street of Friendswood. It's like 3 a.m. We're walking down the road, and we see this big, big, hairy creature in front of us walking on all fours. He had long, long, lanky fur. It was like black and white like a skunk. And first thought was like, damn, that's a huge dog. But then like literally looking, I was like, that's not a dog. We just froze. We just waited until it walked off. We couldn't see it. And my friend was like, what is that? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm like, that's a dog. He's like, dude, that's not a dog. Like, it was way too big to be a dog. And like the fur, I won't even say it fur. It looks like hair, you know, hanging down. So long, lanky. But there was fur, too, on like the arms and stuff. But I don't know. You couldn't really see. And we get more down the road. And in the middle of Friendswood, there's this tree called the Liberty Tree. And there's like a time capsule and a little park area. Friend's like, dude, let's go look at it. So I'm all right. We're walking up to her. And you know, I'm on high alert. I'm still thinking about what the hell that thing we just saw. And as I'm walking up to it, a rock lands probably like 8 feet away from me. A pretty good sized rock, too. About the size of my fist. And I was like, whoa. Like, yeah, let's go. And as soon as I said that, one landed right on my foot. And so I started walking fast. And I just got all the way down, almost to the red light. Something inside of me told me to turn around. And I turned around. And it was just this huge Hulk-like creature. Human person. I don't know, man. Pacing back and forth in the street. Occasionally it would reach down, like look like it was touching his toes. And swing and throw his arms up in the sky. I wish I would have took my camera out and took some pictures, but my first instinct is like, get the hell out of there. My hair's going up on my arms. I'm talking about I feel fear on every inch of my body. I have never felt a fear like that. I have never been that struck to the core. You know what I mean? You know, when I tell people this, you know, they all are like, oh, there's no Bigfoot in Friendswood. I'm like, I don't know what you would call it. I assume it's Bigfoot, but it was something. It was big. That's all I know. Another incident in Friendswood was at my mom's house. This one, I was in the bed. And I woke up in the middle of the night. And there's this dark, Hulk-like creature. Entity. Something in the closet. Standing there. I could see like almost like outline of it. It had the shape of the Incredible Hulk. Pretty much. Like longer hair. I could see it. Slowly just staring at me and breathing slowly. And I was having a hard time getting up. And it was just like inching closer and closer. Like you couldn't even see it move. It was just like floating there. And I get up, open the door, and he's even closer than I thought. So I turned to run, tripped and fell, hit my shin on the corner of the hallway. I wake up in the bed. I have a cut on my shin, exactly where I hit it in the dream. A few months later, I moved down the road, and my roommate, he came up and told me about this black Hulk-like figure he saw. I had him describe it. I was like, oh my God, that's the same thing. And at that same house, we had a little get-together at the house, and I decided, you know, I'm going to go to sleep early. So I go to my room, my dog. I'm sitting there. I look up in the corner in my closet. There's that thing. There's that entity. I'm looking at my dog. My dog's staring at it, wide eyes, growling at it. So I know it wasn't. Oh, I got goosebumps right now. So I know it wasn't just an hallucination or my imagination playing tricks on me. It was definitely something there. For that dog to react to it and for someone outside of myself to see it, I think there's some kind of spookiness of Friendswood, Texas. You know what I mean? There's a lot to this place. A lot of stories of occults. There's a lot of just real sketchy stuff, you know? In that first story I was talking about in the garage, there was a piece to it I left off. I just completely forgot about it. Again, I apologize. I'm running on 4 hours of sleep. I'm pretty tired. The next day after the garage incident, me and my buddy went to go pick up some older guy down the road. I didn't really tell anybody else about the experience, you know, because I just figured everyone thought we were crazy. Well, then he was like, hey, did y'all see those two fighter jets that were flying over to Friendswood last night? I said, what time? And he told me what time. I was like, holy shit, that is about the same time that we heard all that noise. And it lasted all throughout the night. So I told him about it. And he was like, dude, that's great. You know, like, well, I didn't hear anything about it in the news, nothing in the paper, like nothing. No one, everyone just acted like we're crazy. I still don't understand that. I have no explanation for that. Another paranormal experience I have, New Braunfels, Texas, with the same friend for most of my other stories. We moved into his parents' river house in New Braunfels, and it was a weird experience. Nice house, but you couldn't raise the temperatures of the house past 58 degrees. No matter what you did, it would just go right back. It's always freezing. We'd have people over. People didn't like sleeping in the living room because they knew my dog was either sleeping with me or my friend. So they knew he couldn't be out moving the furniture, but something was grabbing the furniture and sliding across the floor. And I would wake up with my friends in my room sleeping because they were too scared. And one morning I woke up early. I woke up probably like 6:37. I get up and I'm walking to the kitchen. The door that goes to the garage is just open and closing, open and closing. And so I go close it, whatever. I start to walk off, and I hear the door slide open again. It's open and closing, open and closing. I'm looking around. There's no windows open. There's no reason this should be happening. The foundation's fine. Like, I had no explanation for why the door was opening and closing over and over. So I closed it again. This time, I'm backing up and watching it. I have to take 3 steps back. And then the door starts open and closing. I say, you know what? I'm going to go smoke and I'm going to go take a shower. I'm going to get myself together and then I'm going to come deal with the situation. Came back. The door's fine. Not doing anything. Tried to tell my friend about it. He's acting like I'm trying to scare him. So I was like, all right, man, whatever. Let me explain my dog. My pit bull, I trained him well since he was a puppy. On command, he would sit, shake, speak. I would tell him to investigate. You know, if I leave him in the house, he's not going to tear up anything. He's not going to poop. He's not going to pee on the carpet. He's just going to sit there, you know, and just relax. He's a good dog. Was the perfect dog. One day we left for a couple hours and I get back. Usually my dog's right there just sleep on the living room couch. And get back, he's nowhere to be found. So I'm calling for him. Nothing. Looking around, I'm thinking somebody stole him because he was a beautiful pit bull. He was white with a brown spot on his butt. Good looking boy. And I walked through the hallway and he clawed the ventilation, the little vent shaft on the wall. He clawed it out of it, pulled the screws out and everything, and was hiding in it. I look in there, his eyes are wide. This dog is shaking. This dog was so petrified, so scared, that it ripped the vent out the wall. Something scared that dog that bad. I have never seen him like that. He was literally shaking in fear. I couldn't even get mad at him. You know, he messed up the wall, and I could not be mad at him because I understood completely. And this is another weird thing is we were actually watching one of those ghost movies. There's one of those movies where it's like about paranormal activity and ghosts and stuff like that in the house. And like a haunting in the house, exorcist type stuff. And all the clocks in the movie stopped at 3 o'clock. Well, that night, I guess all the clocks decided to stop at 3 o'clock. Because I wake up the next morning, all the hand clocks were stopped at 3. And all the digital clocks were blinking. It wasn't on 3, but it was just blinking. Just, you know, like something went off or some kind, you know, like, I don't know, like something was wrong with the programming. And when we left that house, I was so happy. I was so relieved. There was something dark there for sure. And I can usually sense like when a place is, like it's haunted, you know, and I can always kind of differentiate what kind of entity is around just by the feeling of my gut, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to explain. As soon as we left that place, we went to Pearland, Texas. In Pearland, Texas, we had a little shack of a house. You know, I'm talking about it was so small. Foundation was so messed. The foundation was so messed up in the house that you can take a wheelchair and roll down one side. But as soon as we walked in, the day we moved in, it clicked. I was like, "There's a little girl ghost here." My friends are like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah, for sure." You know, that same day, there's some guys that are coming in to do some maintenance on the washer and the dryer. They actually used to rent that place. And they were saying, yeah, there's a little girl ghost here. And my friends just looked at me like, what the hell? How'd you know that? And so she wasn't bad, you know. She didn't really bother us. If the music or the TV was up too loud past, I think, like 8:30, 9 o'clock, she would turn it down. And it didn't matter what you were doing, she would turn it down. There was this weird, I just assume it's ectoplasm, but there was this weird gooey, clear stuff coming out of all of the walls. Did some prayers, and all that stuff went away. But I don't know, it got pretty spooky. I feel like he kind of attracted the energy. That's pretty much all I have for my personal experiences. You know, I have seen lights in the sky. I have seen, you know, just weird objects. You know, when I was a child, my aunt actually worked at a hotel in Arkansas. The thing was in Little Rock. It was a haunted hotel. It used to be a hospital before it burnt down. This is, I think, my first real paranormal experience. And we're walking there. We were with my aunt while she was working. And I was just walking around. I see this kid. Me and him start playing. And then he runs down the hall. And I just blinked and he was gone. And then I instantly knew like that was a ghost or a spirit or something, you know. But apparently, yeah, the hospital burnt down and you still see the nurses and the patients there, doctors and stuff like that. You know, lately the government's been coming out with a lot of information about UFOs and aliens, you know, slowly debriefing. And, you know, Mexico just came out with that little alien, I guess, mummy. My opinions on that, I would say a lot of it is probably Project Bluebeam, Project Mockingbird type propaganda. You know what I mean? What it's for, I don't know. Could they be staging a false UFO invasion? Maybe. Try to maybe put off all things going bad in the world on aliens? Maybe. Could we be invaded? Maybe. You know, I don't know. I think, if anything, it's BS. Because from what I've seen, what we all have seen from all over the world, they will lie. They don't care how far the lie will go. none of us really will know the truth until it's right there to smack us in the face. So I don't know. I think it's all psyop. If they really wanted us to know about aliens and UFOs, they would have told us, 30 years ago. I'd really think this is all set to be a distraction. And if you really look at any of these courtroom proceedings, they're not really given too much intel that, a little bit of research on your own would tell yourself, So that's why I think a lot of it's a psyop. I did see a theory about Bigfoot. I mean, the reason why there's a lot of sightings but no captures is because Bigfoot's more technically advanced than we perceive them to be or believe them to be. And they are pretty much sending out scouts to kind of peep the territory, to kind of gather intel before they stage an attack. Could Bigfoot be an alien race? Could Bigfoot be an underground species? Could they be the lost descendants of the Nephilim? I think it's kind of a spooky theory to think about. I feel like we need more kind of attention to this subject. I feel like a lot of information kind of downplays this kind of stuff. But there is a lot of intel about Bigfoot. We got Mount St. Helens, all the bodies that were found. You got the Canadian government issuing, military to go after these creatures. Obviously there's something. I knew a guy, he told me his professor lived in Canada and he was working at like a lumber yard. And one day he was the last person to leave. He was closing out. And this big, hairy creature, Bigfoot pretty much, came at him, was growling at him. Or I don't know about growling at him, but making sounds at him and charging him up. And he climbed up a tree. And he said the creature walked up underneath the tree, sat there and stared at him for a bit, and then walked off. And he sat there for a while and waited until he felt like the coast was clear. And then he said he came into work the next day and told his boss about it. And his boss was pretty much like, the Canadian government's been hunting them things, pretty much kind of downplaying it, but also telling them that the government's hunting them. So I don't know, there's definitely some sketchiness to it, especially since there's so many sightings of these ape-like creatures all over the world. I would not be surprised if they are a hostile enemy. I'm a music recording artist. You can find me on all streaming platforms. I have the Bird Talk podcast. I'm on Rumble. I'm on Twitter. I like to talk about conspiracies and, of course, the paranormal. Yeah, I think that's about all I have right now.
Good stuff, man. How long you had your podcast for?
Actually, I started it, I want to say, about March. Got banned on TikTok. I was starting to get a pretty good following talking about conspiracies. And, I had motivational videos on there, Well, then I got banned, permanently banned. And I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. And, a couple months later, here I am. Still got a long way to go.
That's what I did, man. I gave myself 5 years. I said, if it doesn't work within 5 years, luckily enough, it was after about a year and a half, 2 years, that I finally a substantial listening base. So many podcasts, they run for, I see it all the time. There'll be a new podcast. It may run for 3 to 6 months and a maximum of a year. And then they just either fall out with their co-host or they run out of content, right? Or they just get bored. There's a lot of work involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
But just give yourself time and, just promote it as much as you can.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you having me on, brother.
Bird, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that for our listeners.
Thank you, my friend. You have a good night.
You have a good night. Talk soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
Take care, brother.
Later, man. Good night.
That's all for today. Keep updated and connected with the show on X, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you'd like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me via the contact page on my website, ufochroniclespodcast.com. A big thank you to Sam and Bird for sharing tonight, and thank you all for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.